You are listening to As You Are, a podcast dedicated to adding more light and love to your life, wherever you are, whenever you listen. I'm Shelby, a yoga and mindfulness instructor and writer.
And I'm Mikkel, a writer and a life coach.
And today, thank you for being here. We're talking all about starting before you're ready.
Yes. And the ironic thing about this episode is that's exactly what we're doing with this episode. We sat down to storyboard and we just really felt like we needed to put into practice exactly what we're about to preach, which is you will never feel that you have something perfected enough, polished enough, qualified enough to do the thing you want to do. You just do it. So I wanted to read and start this quote. It's by someone named Price Pritchett. I don't know where the quote originates, but Price, you hit it out of the park. It says, "Getting ready is frankly a stalling tactic, an act of anxiety, a con game you're working on yourself. You are already positioned to escape to a higher plane of performance. If you wait until you can get it perfect, you will never get it at all. First you act, then you frame out the details of your strategy. Move on your dream. Start. And let what happens help you develop a coherent game plan."
So good.
So good.
But also, like, so painful to hear because you know it's so true.
And it's so hard.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about ways we've seen that show up in our own lives and maybe some tools we can all take, including Mikkel and I, moving forward from this podcast and this little pep talk to start before we're ready. So, Mikkel, when has this shown up in your life? When have you seen the truth of these words?
How about every day? So in the last year or so, I've had a lot of different opportunities to speak. I've spoken at a few of Shelby's retreats and at different activities and camps and all sorts of things, none of which I ever felt qualified to do so. And I'm so thankful for the times that I've just been pushed into doing it, because were it up to me, I don't know that I would ever speak in public or, you know, anywhere ever. But really, sometimes we need that little push of courage when we don't quite have enough of it for ourselves to do the things that are worthwhile and meaningful, because anything really worthwhile in this life is going to feel scary. Probably the whole time, but It's in finding that courage to just do it anyway, because you're never gonna be as ready and prepared and qualified as you would like to be.
Amen. And I think we all tell ourselves, I'm not ready because I don't know if that's exactly the right direction for me, or I'm not ready because, you know, I need to be in this place before I can act on that. But the truth is that doubt is fear disguised as discomfort. Confusion or lack of direction is typically just fear in disguise. And what it really comes down to is not letting perfect be the enemy of good. Mm-hmm. So just because you can't deliver perfectly doesn't mean you're not ready to do it well. And in fact, doing it well and not perfectly is a lot more realistic to life. Show me the things you've done perfectly, and I'm really happy for you, but I don't have a lot in my own life.
But you have done a lot of amazing things. And I think especially in this last year, I have loved being a witness to that. So I want to hear your perspective on doing your retreats and becoming a yoga instructor and all of that. I want to hear your side of that. Because to me, it just looked like, wow, she's amazing. She's doing this. She's living out her dreams and she's doing it so beautifully. But I want to hear what it was like on your end.
It was not like that. So beginning of last year, through my own healing from different things in my life, I had really gotten into yoga and loved it. And I thought, I would love someday to get certified. But I kept telling myself, I can't get certified until I am so flexible I can put like my foot behind my head, or I can hold all these crazy poses. You know, I'm just doing the basic stuff, so I'm really not ready. But I pushed through that because I thought, even if I never teach, I know I'm ready to do this for me. So I got into my training program And as that went on, I started thinking, it'd be so fun to just share the things that I'm learning and the things that have helped me with other people, but I'm not qualified. But I would love to hold a retreat, but I'm not qualified. So one day I just had the thought that I wanted to do this retreat. And I was like, I'll just post on Instagram to see if there's any interest. And I did. And there was. And I was like, oh no, now I have to follow up on it. Because it was, again, just these, and this is often how life works for me, is I jump before I'm ready and I just do step by step because I didn't really feel ready to teach or host a retreat. I wasn't even finished with my teacher training. I didn't have a website, but there was interest. And I had posted before I was ready. And so I moved before I was ready. And in doing that, I found out that I was much more prepared and learned more doing that than I would have holding back or waiting until I felt qualified enough. So that retreat, and Mikkel actually came on that retreat, again, sent out the information in a Google Doc and email. No website involved, did the retreat at cost, didn't make any money, did not have my yoga certification at that point, but there was so much goodness that I gained in doing that and learned from the women who came, and it just empowered me to show up before I was ready, because the next time that feeling came, you know, like the next day, because that's how I feel about everything in my life, I could say, you know what? I'm never going to feel ready. I'm never going to feel qualified. There's not a certification that's going to make me feel qualified. There's not a pose or an achievement that's going to make me feel qualified. It's just the doing of the thing that's going to make me feel like I can get to the next step and do this again.
Yeah, you'll always have enough information to get to the next step. And so I think in life, and especially in the pursuit of chasing dreams, in those moments of uncertainty, to just focus on your why, and you'll always be able to navigate the next 100 yards. Because sometimes courage means facing your dreams and having absolutely zero idea how you're going to get there, but trusting that each singular step will be guided by a power higher than your own. And sometimes courage is knowing exactly how terrifying the next step is, but still leaping into fear with both feet. And I really think that it's just in the trust that our lives begin to unfold in miraculous ways. And it's in that trust that we begin to truly find ourselves, our true selves, and that self that we were meant to be all along. Because again, anything really worthwhile in life is always going to feel scary. But I think that's how you know what's important.
Mm-hmm. So Mikkel, since you like turned the tables on me and made me talk about things, I'm going to turn it right back on you. How has acting before you're ready, or being pushed to act before you're ready, helped you to better understand yourself as you are?
I think in those moments of massive action, that's when you really see the strength that you actually have. I think a lot of times we get wrapped up in passive action, where, again, it goes back to that quote you shared at the beginning about preparing, and we think that we're getting ourselves ready and we're...
we're doing a lot,
yeah, it feels so, like. Yeah, so I mean, like, you can be writing down notes and researching and learning and doing all these things, absorbing all this information, listening to a podcast, but if you are not doing anything, you're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And so I think just acknowledging passive action versus massive action, recognizing that there's value in both, but not getting so caught up in that desire for perfection that you never get going at all. Because while there may be temporary comfort in tomorrow, it will never bring you the life you want today. There's a reason we have dreams and goals and ideas and thoughts, but what good are they if we continually set them aside for tomorrow? And so yes, prepare. And yes, be wise with what you do, but there is a danger in the attempt to convince ourselves that tomorrow will be ready, that tomorrow will be brave enough or prepared enough or ready enough or qualified enough, because the truth is, none of us are ever ready. We either decide to do the thing or we don't, and none of us know what we're doing. We're all just making it up as we go, and it's in the doing, not the planning, that we have the most joy.
Absolutely. I love every word you just said, and I think it's so important to remember that there are no guarantees in life. So not to be like morbid or weird, but you're not guaranteed a tomorrow. And sometimes it feels really safe and comforting, like you said, to think that, you know, I can plan and prepare today and do that thing tomorrow. And there are certainly times and seasons in life. But if you feel called to do something because there are no guarantees in life, the one guarantee you have in your life is you. You can know if you went for it, if you tried, if you genuinely gave something your all, if you swung for the fences and went for the thing. And even if the thing is just signing up for that training, or just sending that text, or just posting something on your Instagram story like, hey, would anyone want to go on a retreat to Southern Utah with me? If all you can do is just the one step, keeping a commitment to yourself is enough. As long as you don't wait until you're quote unquote ready. Mm-hmm. All the preparation in the world won't guarantee the outcome of anything. It won't secure the risk. All you have in this life are your commitments to yourself. And if you're ready to keep those, you are ready. I work with clients in a rehab setting who are looking to let go of an addiction, but they're also looking to move on and seize life that they've missed, that they've numbed out on. And I think that there is this underlying belief that they need to get to a place where they're worthy of taking on life or worthy of, you know, participating in life again. But they find as they simply keep small commitments to themselves and start actively showing up for life again, before they feel fully ready, life returns mm-hmm. and life is full. And that's our hope for you this episode, is that you don't buy into the lie that you will ever feel ready or ever fully feel like you have it all together or know what you're doing, because you won't, but you can live such a full life anyway.
So step into that fear, step into that uncertainty, and just do the thing before you're ready, because that's where you're going to find the most joy. And as you keep walking, the how will unfold.
So this week, we want to start supporting each other and all of this acting before we're ready. So you're here listening to our podcast, supporting us before we ever feel anywhere near ready or qualified to be sharing a podcast. And we want to support you in doing the thing that you want to do before you feel ready. So this week, on your Instagram story, whenever you listen to this, please tag us at As You Are Podcast on Instagram and just share with us what it is you're doing before you feel ready. No matter how small it feels to you, we want to celebrate your victories with you. Sharing that with us means the world to us. Also, a great way to spread the love and light we hope to share with this podcast is to leave a review or to share with a friend. Every little bit means so much to us, and just thank you again for being here.
And just remember that while you may never be ready, you are ready enough to take that next step exactly as you are.